Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Ted Williams, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Tuesday, April the 21st, 2020, 4/21/2020, 17 minutes past the hour, and away we go. As you know, in hour number one, we talked to Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler about all the information and intrigue and media attention that has been focused in on the prison here in Marion, Ohio, from the National Guard being called in to being Marion now being the number one county in the state of Ohio in regard to COVID-19 diagnoses due to the prison here in Marion. And yesterday, the national attention that focused in on Marion because of what's going on at the prison. Currently, 1,828 inmates infected, 109 staff members, 73% of the people at MCI currently affected. A lot of things going on during this time, and it's certainly been an interesting week here in Marion in regard to this current pandemic. Always a pleasure to bring this man on and talk to him about what's going on in Marion during this pandemic. And let's get to it. He is the mayor of the city of Marion, Mayor Scott Schertzer. Mayor, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Mayor, obviously the big story of the last week has been what's going on at the prison, and not that we have any medical insight to anything that's going on out there, but the national attention, the state attention, focused in on Marion right now. What do you make of all that?
Well, I was aware that the National Guard was going to come in. I may have mentioned in one of our previous interviews, Scott, that Chief Collins and of the Police Department and Chief Deem of the Fire Department had a conference call with the Director of Ohio Department of Corrections about 10 days ago, actually. And so they told us that this was a part of their plan if they got to a point, and they obviously have gotten to that point. And then I reached out to the warden Saturday late morning, and then that's when she officially said to me, yes, we're at that point now that we need to bring in the National Guard. And, you know, I'm really grateful that they have done that, because the corrections officers have been working double shifts, and there's so many of them that are down with the coronavirus. You know, I think right now we need to take into consideration those corrections officers as well as their families. Their health and their welfare should be a top priority for this community as well as the state of Ohio. You know, you hear a lot about community spread. So when you send a CO or a staff person home from the Marion Correctional Institution, you know, are they getting the attention, the medical attention that they need? You know, understandably, that not everybody who tests positive is symptomatic, but that doesn't mean that you can't community spread from one person to another. So, you know, last week we talked about how this is mission critical time, and I think this is an example of why the mission is so critical right now here in Marion to contain this. To work with the state, to work with the prison, and everybody work together. So I've been on a lot of conference calls lately, not only about this issue, but about the stage or the phase that Marion is in right now and how we come out good on the other side.
You say you spoke with the warden on Saturday. What are the concerns right now at the prison?
Well, for me, it's the concerns, again, about the corrections officers and their families, because if they're being sent home, we need to make sure that they're quarantining in place, that they're segregating themselves from their families and not spreading it to family members who may still be going to work at other locations throughout our community. And then that's how you get that community spread. So I hope that MCI leadership is educating their corrections officers and their staff members that are being sent home on the appropriate means and methods to care for themselves as they go through this process. And then, of course, it's just, in general, you want to make sure that there isn't a heightened state of hysteria going on, not only inside the institution, but outside the institution from our residents. I've gotten probably a half a dozen emails, texts, and phone calls of our residents here in Marion wanting me to do something. I had one gentleman suggest that I call out the National Guard. Well, under Ohio Revised Code, I don't have the authority to do that, and I knew that the director, the governor, and the warden had already had that as part of their playbook. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that concern us. We here in the city government, we stand ready and willing to help. Conference call yesterday with a team. Lieutenant Shear was on there, Sheriff Bailey, Chief Collins, Tracy, Dr. Gingrich, all the right people were on the call yesterday. It takes place every Monday at 11 a.m., and that was a topic of discussion, as well as the fire service and the EMS service are always on that call, too. So I was thankful to sit in on that call as we discussed that situation, as well as, other situations as we go through this very difficult transition from where we are now to potentially, as we hear more about, a soft opening on May the 1st. So we have to, as a city government, start preparing for that. What does that look like? We're waiting for guidelines from the governor. I saw where Mayor Ginther in Columbus kind of laid out what he'd like to see in this soft opening process.
When you look at what might be this soft opening, even though we really don't know much at this point, does the timetable on this seem right to you?
Well, I think it may seem more applicable in maybe other parts of the state. After what we have been going through starting over the weekend with, I think I heard you say it's up to 1,800 of the approximately 2,500 inmates, 109 corrections officers or staffers, out of about 446. I got those numbers, the employees and the inmates from the 2019 census that the inmates Department of Corrections took. So they may fluctuate a little bit, but considering what we're going through right now, May 1st, you kind of scratch your head and say, are we ready for that? But we are preparing for a soft opening on May the 1st, because that's kind of what the governor has laid out. Through this whole process, I have said I'm going to rely on the public health officials, like Marion Public Health and Tracy, and I'm going to rely on the medical professionals to give guidance and recommendations when it comes to soft openings. But, of course, most of those openings that we're talking about right now are coming from the state, whether it's restaurants, because all restaurants are licensed by the state and inspected by local health departments, and liquor license and beauty salons and barbershops. Those are all state-licensed professions and businesses. So that's why we lean on the state for their recommendation when it comes to soft openings.
Yesterday we learned that the school year will not commence again this year, and that's just going to be the way it's going to be. We kind of feel the same way about spring sports at this time. What impact do you think that will have on the community in general?
Well, first of all, I agree with that decision not to reopen the schools. I think when we do get into this soft opening phase, you know, large gatherings of our citizens here in Ohio is probably not what we want to see for a while anyhow as we move through the soft openings of our businesses. You know, entertainment venues, bars, restaurants, schools, sporting events. As difficult it is for me to say that, because I think we're all missing sports at all levels, whether it's high school baseball or track or softball or anything else that takes place in the spring at that level. Plus, you know, you got all the professional sports that fans are missing out on. But I do believe it's the right decision not to send the kids back to school. As a former educator, you get a little concerned about a student being out for so long, and I know they're working long distance and they're getting their online assignments. As you know, and maybe some of your listeners know, I have two teenage daughters at home. One's a junior at Harding and one's a senior at Harding. So the senior's kind of waiting to wrap up her her class, and the junior is beginning to prepare for, you know, her senior year next year, but they're all doing their online classes. But you get concerned about what are they not getting, okay? What are they not getting from that classroom experience and that exposure to the daily public school that they have not an opportunity to have right now. So you get a little concern about what does testing look like next year? It was suspended this year. Then they'll have, what, two and a half months of no physical school this year, and then summer break, and then back to school. So going back to school in mid-August is not going to be a normal back to school because they've been gone so long. And I think educators are probably going to have to be thinking outside the box on how they prepare not only themselves as the educators, but how they prepare their student bodies for getting back to what might be and hopefully some semblance of normalcy.
Mayor, the stimulus checks came out for the most part last week. A lot of people in Marion got their checks, and we did see that grocery stores were busier. We did see that people were making trips to the stores that were still open, the box stores, Walmart and Meijer, to buy televisions and things of that nature. Did you notice anything that was good or bad during the week last week because maybe driven by the stimulus checks?
Yeah, I meet with Chief Bill Collins. We talk daily. So we didn't see any negativity to something like that. I just hope those that have gotten and are getting those stimulus checks are preparing to make sure that they can, you know, pay their mortgage, pay their rent, their car payment, as well as provide food for themselves and their families. As a government official, I don't mean to be presumptuous in telling anybody what to do, but we need to be, you know, we need to remember why those stimulus checks were sent out to everybody. And I also know that there are a lot of people that have not received those stimulus checks yet. So it's that old saying, the check is in the mail. Can the federal government walk and chew gum at the same time? We'll find out.
Perception is a lot of this, and human nature is a lot of what's been going on. And the longer this goes, is there any fear that this is normal, that I'm not sick, that I can now go out, I don't have to wear a mask, I don't have to wear gloves, I've been cooped up so long, I can't do this anymore? Do you fear that or see that happening?
Absolutely, it's a concern. I think there are a lot of folks. I'll use my parents as an example. They're basically holed up at home out in the county. They do make trips to the grocery store, but they don't do their normal routine that they would obviously normally do. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of other citizens out there that are out of their normal routine. I think once we start to do the soft opening, I think it's good because people will be able to ease back into their routine and that's what's going to spur the economy and get things geared up again and get things moving. We are fortunate and here in Marion that most of our eligible employees are in the manufacturing, light manufacturing professions. So all of those businesses have remained open. If you remember when this all started, I was getting dozens of phone calls about why is this business open? Why is that business open? I think we now have a better understanding of who should stay open and who can stay open, because I'm not getting those calls anymore. I am getting the calls about the prison, as I mentioned earlier in our conversation, but you know, I think when it comes to ramping up the industry in our community, we're already up and things will get roaring again. And, you know, when Honda goes back to work, we have businesses, light manufacturing here in Marion that make parts for Honda and the automobile industry. And I think we'll see a resurgence there as well.
Mayor, final question this week. What's going on with the city? Anything new we should know about?
Well, you know, we're holding steady, Scott. As I mentioned, we're just preparing for that soft opening and looking for guidance from the public health officials, the medical community, and the governor's office on what these soft openings might look like. A lot of people are asking me right now, do you think this business will reopen? I honestly don't know. I don't know if your beauty salon will be part of that soft opening process on May the 1st. It may come on May the 4th, but those are the kinds of things that we'll have to be continue to be patient on. But I do believe that, you know, the beauty salons, the gyms, the restaurants, there will be some sort of opening beginning on May the 1st. Not necessarily everything opening up on May the 1st, but those beginnings to open things up like that on May 1st. Mm.
It's very interesting and a very interesting time, and always fascinating to chat with the mayor of the city of Marion, Scott Schertzer. Mayor, we'll do it again next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scott, and I hope that next week's our last one, because May 1st will be next Friday. Stay healthy, everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mayor of Marion, Scott Schertzer, and what will happen on May the 1st? I don't know. It's interesting. We've been plowing through this, and at this point, we really don't have a whole lot of guidance on what will happen May the 1st. We know the schools will stay closed. We know that spring sports is pretty iffy at this particular point, but what will happen after that, we don't really know. I guess we will all find out together. And for the rest of the program this morning, the remaining 25 minutes, the phone lines will be open. Just me here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. I would love to hear anything that's on your mind. And this morning has really been a COVID-19 coronavirus program. We have to do these from time to time to keep everybody involved. And when you have a week in which Marion becomes the number one county in Ohio in diagnosed cases. Now, again, that's mainly due to the prison. You do have to talk about that. And when it hit the national news yesterday, you have to talk about that. And that's just where we are at this particular juncture and where we will continue to go. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I know that you may not have the answer for sure, but what is your opinion, after having talked to these important people in our community, about graduation? I am just really sad because this has affected everybody differently, but I guess my the portion of it that is near and dear to my heart, my daughter's a senior. I waited 18 years to watch her walk across that stage and get her diploma, and I realize that we have to keep people safe and healthy, but after this blows over, so to speak, that may be a poor choice of words, but do you think that we will be able to do some kind of, like, surely there'll be some kind of, like, makeup, something or other, don't you think?
I do. I don't know. You know, it's an interesting time, because my assertion from the schools at this particular point, not that anybody's told me anything specific, now the prom, which would be happening normally this time, that really is iffy at this point, being controlled by the schools. I don't know if there'll be any makeup on that, and I don't know what will happen with that. Now, as far as graduation goes, I think one of the reasons we're not hearing about a graduation where somebody can walk right now is because we don't have a good grasp on, is May 1st going to be the reopen date? Is it going to be a soft reopening? How long is that soft reopening going to take? What's going to be the amount of people we can have in a room? Because I think the school's main concern at this point is two things. I think number one, that they don't postpone it so long that it goes into next year, because a lot of these kids are going to go to college. And another problem in people's minds right now is how long can we wait? You know, how long is this going to go on as far as not being able to put people in a room? Because I think they want to do that. They want kids to be able to walk across the stage. The good news is they'll always be able to get the gymnasiums, they'll always be able to get the rooms, and they'll always be able to have the ceremony. So I don't think any school district, and this is just my opinion, I don't think any school district plans on canceling a formal graduation. Now, the disease, the pandemic might do that for them. We hope not. But I don't think there's any intention on that as of right now.
Yeah, everybody has their own, like, it touched everybody in so many different ways. And everybody has their own, whether it's your a kid's birthday where you have to have people drive by and honk the horn and stuff, or, you know, if you can't go see grandma or grandpa in the nursing home. Like, it's touched everybody differently. But that's my little plight. That's my little pity party, is I waited 18 years to watch baby girl graduate.
No, that's a big plight. I mean, that
who
is...
Who doesn't want to, like, ring a cowbell and, you know, or maybe an air horn and scream and make a fool of yourself and cry?
Yeah, well, no, it's a big deal. It's a big plight to have, and I know it's on a lot of people's minds right now. As a matter of fact, I know the mayor has a senior who's mm-hmm. in school right now. I'm sure he wants to see her graduate. It's one of those things that I think people are, you know, it's hard right now to say, well, we're going to do this on June 27th, because we don't know what June 27th looks like right now.
Absolutely.
But I don't think it's going to be totally gone. I can't imagine that would happen unless the numbers got really terrible. And right now, it doesn't look that way, thank goodness. So my guess would be they're going to try to take direction from the school district. Each school district will have their own direction. I think they'll look to the governor. I think they'll look to the numbers and see what they might be able to do, you know, for a two-hour ceremony, which hopefully will be able to happen.
Okay. Well, thanks for talking to me. Have a good show, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone lines again are open, 740-383-9944. Those are questions. Now, that's just an opinion. I don't know for sure, but that would be my best guess at this particular point. 39 minutes past the hour if you have any questions, comments, and you can even pick up on what the caller said there, 740-383-9944, or anything the mayor said, or anything Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Commissioner, said, or anything Andrew Wyatt, Bill Cosby's representative, said. I also found that very interesting this morning in a lot of ways. It's a fascinating time. I don't think anybody's ever going to look back on this and say it wasn't a fascinating time. But I do think, it's one of those things that I think is tough because you lose people and people are sick. And nobody wants that. That's not something we want. But I do think on the other side that you really have got to be cognizant that we will get through it. We have bad things happen all the time. And this is just a larger scale bad thing. And on the other end, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. And I think that in a big way, one of the things that makes this okay is something I said way back in the beginning. When this first started, I remember coming on the air one day, and I said, there are two things that are very important that maybe you're not going to hear so much from the doctors, and maybe you're not going to hear from the politicians because they've got other fish to fry. But I think two things that are very important during this. You need to tell people how you feel about them. So many times in life, we really don't. I mean, we kind of do. I think we assume people know how we feel, but I don't know if people really know, and I don't know if we take the time to tell them. We're always so much more suited to tell people the bad about themselves than the good. And I think in this particular time, we have the time, so why not tell people why they matter? Why not tell people why it's important that they are in your life? Because I don't think everybody knows all the time, and I think that's important, because I think this maybe makes people realize why people are in your life more. Now, the other thing that I think is highly important during this time, very important, call somebody. Because one of the things we are doing is social distancing. I think we've got to be a little more creative, safe, medically safe, but creative in what we're doing. Call somebody up. Tell them how you feel. Vent a little bit. You know, we're not big phone talkers, but maybe it's the time to do that. Maybe it's the time to say, hey, you know, I just need to talk for a minute. And if that minute turns into an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, that's fine. If you've got the time, do that. But I do believe in talk therapy. And I think that this is one of those times where people are going through some serious stuff. And I think talking through it is not necessarily, not even necessarily, a bad thing at all. So I think that's something to think about. And those two things are very important, and I hope people keep both those things in mind, because we are still in this full force through May the 1st. And I also hope, in a way, that it has made us understand what exactly life is. You know, I think we are very busy. I think we are very overbooked. I think we are running from one place to another. I think there's a lot of fear involved in a lot of things we do, because we are so worried about how it's going to turn out. We're so worried about what tomorrow's going to be. We're so worried about what's coming down the road. But you know what? In general, you can't do anything about tomorrow. You really can't. You can worry about it, but you can't do anything about it. You can't change it. It's going to be the way it's going to be, and you just have to take it that way. Same things with things in the past. You can't change them. You know, yesterday is yesterday for a reason. Yesterday is yesterday. Tomorrow's tomorrow. Today really is all that matters, and you've got to do all you can today to make sure that you are okay. And I think we all want to be okay. And I think we will all be okay. Because that's the human nature. The human nature is to be okay. You know, I'll tell you things I've done during this pandemic. I've done things that I normally would not have done. And I'll tell you what, I have said things that I normally would not have said. I've contacted people and I've said, you know, this might be odd, but I just want to let you know that this matters. You matter. This is why you matter. I think it's important. Also, I have talked to people on the phone for maybe long distances, longer distances than I normally would have, because I think that's important. I have gotten together with people who I probably, in small groups, again, that maybe I normally would not have gotten together with. And I think these things are all very, very important, and I think we all should pay close attention to all of these things. Now, that being said, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring if there's anything you want to talk about. I would love to hear from you. 45 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944, and any topic is on the table. Now, do want to remind everybody that coming up this afternoon, the Adam the Computer Guy show will be on from 2 to 3 p.m. Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on from 5:10 until 6 p.m. today. All great programming here on WWGH Radio that you don't want to miss. Now, that being said, let's get to a fun story. Okay. As many of you know, I have not seen The Tiger King. I think that's what it's called, Tiger King. Okay. This multi-episode documentary series that has swept the world during this pandemic. That's on Netflix. Okay, here's the deal about Tiger King. I'm going to tell you what happened Sunday, and then I'm going to tell you how my bad luck has continued. Okay, here's the deal. On Sunday, I was going to watch this because I've been hearing so much about it, and there's a reason I want to watch it, which I will tell you as the week goes on. It'll make more sense as the week goes on. But I wanted to watch The Tiger King. Okay, so I found somebody on Sunday who, I don't know if they had seen The Tiger King, to be honest with you, or if they'd watched a few. I think they might have seen the episodes. So the plan was, we're going to watch The Tiger King on Sunday night. We're going to get through, you know, I don't know if we'd have gotten through all the episodes, but we're going to get through a good amount of these episodes. Now, I got with this person on Sunday night, and we social distanced, first of all, got to remember that. We got together, and to be honest with you, I don't remember anything about The Tiger King. I don't remember, I think it was on. This is what I can tell you. I think it was on in the room. I don't know anything else. Now, you might say, what happened to me? Did my brain go to mush on Sunday night? What happened? It was just one of those things where you're in the room with somebody else, and, you know, there's just, you know, the problem is when you're in the room with somebody else who, you know, sometimes you tend not to pay so much attention to what's going on the television. Okay, that happened Sunday night, and I told that story yesterday. And here was my hope. I thought, well, I've still got time to watch Tiger King. So yesterday, I thought, I'll watch Tiger King. And last night, I got home like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I thought, you know what? It's Tiger King time. I can watch this. It's beautiful outside. I went outside last night and I did my run. I felt really good. It was sunny. I even thought, well, I'll take the, you know, portable, I'll take my tablet outside and I'll watch Tiger King outside. It'll be great. Okay. So here was my plan for Tiger King yesterday. And here's where strike two happened. Okay. Now see, this could only happen to me in the reality of life. This is what happened. So I take my tablet and I go outside and the phone rings. Now, as you know, I have a disease where I won't call anybody, but I sometimes will answer the phone. Now, to be honest with you, I have to be truthful. I did not answer this phone call, but the reason I did not answer this phone call was because I just didn't get to the phone in time. The phone was on the other end of the house, and I was outside, and I just had heard it ringing, and I didn't make it in time. So there was that. And the person did not leave a message. So based upon that, what happened was the person said through a message, an instant message, you know, we're all Facebook now. The person said through an instant message, I know we did not watch Tiger King last night, and I know you really want to do this. Do you want to watch it tonight? Now, immediately, in my mind, you know, bells and whistles went off that just 24 hours earlier, this had not worked. So I said to myself, this probably is not going to be good. And I've already got the Tiger King, I think, ready to go on the tablet, even though I had not quite gotten that far yet. But I thought, okay, I can watch The Tiger King on the tablet, and I really don't need to go see this person to watch Tiger King. Well, like an hour passes, and for whatever reason, I had not started. Now it's starting to get dark outside. So now the, you know, great happiness I was filled with the day is, you know, the day's just coming to an end. That's the way it goes. So sunlight is about to come down, and I'm thinking, I still have not watched any episodes of Tiger King. So I'm still kind of chatting with this person, and they say, no, you know, I know we really didn't watch anything last night, but let's watch it tonight. Okay. Again, this might have been my mental defect, but I thought, okay, we'll give it another shot. We'll give it another shot. Famous last words. So I tried this again, and let me tell you, it was absolutely another epic fail. For whatever reason, you know what? And here's the thing. I can be in rooms with people and watch things totally fine. I can be in rooms with people and totally get what's going on. This can happen. This is not an impossibility. But for whatever reason, in this particular situation, it absolutely was an impossibility. So, I did not get through Tiger King again. So here we are, strike 27 on Tiger King. What can you do? So that is just a rough incident. So I still have not watched Tiger King. So when it all finally comes to pass, probably what will happen is I will not have watched it, and I'll be totally in the dark. But the good news is I've been in the dark before. So this is not anything totally new. So there you go. Oh, hi. Well, thank you. Yeah. You bring them, put them right there. I can pick them. Oh, okay. All right. Well, the masks are here that we talked about last week. Let's see here. Well, I like the star one. The star one is good.
The star.
Yeah, the star one.
And here's a star stripe.
How nice.
Star and polka dot. And then these are just the accordion ones.
Oh, how nice.
The ones, you can have two.
I can have two. I can have a pick of two in here. Okay.
There's Ohio State one.
Oh, there's an Ohio State one? Well, there we go. Yeah, let's see here. I know, we're all in this social distancing thing. We're all weird about everything. Holy moly, we all go nuts with this thing. Do you like them? I like these too. They're much lighter and much easier. But this is where I hit myself with the razor yesterday. Isn't that awful? Yeah, I about bled to death. I need an electric razor or something. It'll work. I'm going to have to check that out because heavens knows I don't need that again. That was rough. I think I'll go with the Ohio State one here. There we go.
Well, good.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, ladies.
You know, there's a lot of places you can't go into unless you have a mask.
I'll be ready. That's what I hear.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Scott.
Have a great day. Thank you. Well, there we go. That is such a nice thing. Now I have masks because I am hearing there are a lot of places you can't go into now. Without a mask. So that can be pretty, pretty terrible if you don't have one. And now I have two masks. I'm ready to go. Now, one of these masks, well, this is actually an interchangeable mask. I didn't even realize that. One side has stars on it, green and red stars on a blue background, and the other side has stars on it, but it's yellow and green and blue and light blue stars on a red background. And this is the one that wraps around your ears. Let's see here. Okay, well, I'm trying to put it on here. I don't know about putting on a mask while you're talking on the air. Okay, this is me talking on the air with a mask. I see that the levels are still going up, so it must be an okay thing. Well, that mask fits pretty good. All right, okay. I've got the star mask. Now, I also have the... Well, anyway, the end to the Tiger King story was another epic fail. Didn't work. Total mess. Really just going to have to give up on that. Because maybe I'll have to watch it after. Sometime in the future, I'll have to catch up with the Tiger King. Okay. Now, this Ohio State one. Okay, it's got the little things on the edge, too. The little things that wrap around your ears. Okay, put the Ohio State mask on. Okay, that one fits good, too. Well, I certainly thank the ladies there for coming in, and I just yanked my earphones out. I certainly thank the ladies for coming in and giving me these masks. See, I got greedy when they came in. They came in with all these masks, and I just said, oh, put them down there. I had to pick. Well, now I have two masks. I have the star mask, which is an interchangeable mask for this COVID-19 thing, and I have an Ohio State. Gray and red. You know, I went to Ohio State, but I got to be honest with you. and I know this will be sacrilege in a lot of areas, but I am not a huge, well, I'm not at all. I'm not like the big Ohio State supporter. So there you go. Cat's out of the bag. I'm not the biggest Ohio State supporter in the world, sports-wise. I don't really have a team in that regard. Now, baseball, I'm all about the Cubs. I'm all about the Reds. I'm all about the Clippers. I like the Clippers. I love baseball. So that's a real disaster right now that none of that's going on. That's highly depressing. But so there's that. And then other than that, you know, I'm trying to think of a football team that I really like. I like going to football games. A matter of fact, I like going to football games with other people. That's a fun time. Football games have an interesting atmosphere when you go to them with other people, as opposed to going alone. Although I don't know why anybody would be going alone. That would be a very boring trip. So, now this morning, I've got two masks. I am still Tiger King low. Do not have any episodes. But the nice thing is, the reason I got into that whole Tiger King story was, it's nice to visit people. Now, again, this was just a one-on-one thing, so there weren't a lot of people in the room. It's not like we broke the pandemic rule of 10 people. And, you know, I don't know if you can ever say I'm sure, but I don't think this person had coronavirus, and I'm certain I don't think I have coronavirus. And we were both of an age where we're not in the danger zone or have underlying health concerns. So that's a good thing as well. Again, do want to remind everybody, 2 to 3 today, the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 4 to 5, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, and 5 to 6, The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker. Got a comment on the glasses there, that somebody liked the glasses. I do love these new glasses. They are very light. You know, the other glasses that I had were very, you know, they were the big glasses when that was kind of in style, the big glasses, and they sit on your nose, and you wear them there for a while, and it kind of gets a little old, to be honest with you. Somebody yesterday thought that maybe I should have the LASIK surgery to get rid of the eye issue. I think that I will avoid any kind of a LASIK surgery, but because I don't mind wearing glasses, it's okay, especially these glasses, which I like a lot better. So that's a good thing. And is there anything else I want to make sure I get out this morning as the time ticks away from us here? Let's see here. We got through the Tiger King story part two. We got through the masks, which I appreciate. Thank you, ladies. We got through the glasses compliment. Obviously, I'm going to have to get an electric shaver or something so I don't cut my head off when I'm shaving, which apparently is becoming an issue with me for some reason or another. It's an interesting life, that's for sure. I'm so glad you tuned in this morning, and I hope you tune back in tomorrow morning. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. And remember, the website has all of our shows on it. Archive shows, all kinds of things. WWGH1071.com, thanks to Adam Lepp, and redesigned as of yesterday, my particular page. This is Scott Spears for this day, heading for The Dugout. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For the famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play Hello to the Chief. And George Bush didn't quite know what to do. Bobby just started dancing.
To legendary talk show host Phil Donahue.
Madeline Murray O'Hara, the most hated woman in America, who took prayer out of public school. You know, we had a wonderful, wonderful odyssey there. I would wish it on anybody that I love. This was a fabulous thing. 29 years, and imagine what happened.